says here Corby is the captain. What does that mean?
I is the captain. Sorry, I'm watching videos of...
Oh, no, no, no. Go ahead.
Of kids playing golf.
Of course.
No, no.
The little small children playing golf.
Man, Throw back to break.
I would never want to interrupt that.
It is 6:19 live from Twin Peaks in Irving, Texas. This is the last Guys Night Out of 2019.
Ever.
Ever.
Not ever.
Ever.
Never, ever say
you
ever.
Watch. Ever.
I'm going to have another one tomorrow.
Okay. Whoa. I'll be there. You set it up. I'll be there.
Bob's house.
Roundtables are starting now. Now, we only have a select few, maybe one, before the draft starts, correct?
This is it.
This is the only one.
Norm loves to pre.
Yeah, you pre-introduce.
He loves the preview.
This is the pre-draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know. Did you bring your big board?
I did a mock draft today on the show. Yeah, Donnie, awesome. Mike, and myself did a mock draft today. I actually sat down and figured out a mock draft for the White Elephant draft tonight.
That is awesome.
Yep.
I like all the pressure off. I remember drafting last year. It's a lot of pressure.
It really is. Was.
And a lot of second-guessing yourself later. I understand what Steven and Jerry and
I feel
Will
like
McClay
that,
go through.
That now, too, that since we've done that, we don't have to do it again for like two more years.
To be the drafters.
Yeah. And we'll all be fired by then. So all the pressure, we'll never have that feeling again. Thank God. Ever again. Now we may have the pressure of trying to provide for our family and our children.
So do you have any
is that pressure?
Have any interest in where you all may have gone in the mock draft?
Yeah, I do. I would love to hear that.
Did you really do this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is the draft.
Name game?
The draft should be done.
Yeah, did you do the name game?
We
have a Corby and a Dan. That would have been awesome.
Well,
it's real short.
It was too late.
A Mike,
Junior might do a profile on Junior, which would have been nuts.
That's the guy, we should have thought of
yep,
this.
Exactly
this would have
right.
been a great bit.
Next year.
We have profiles.
The number one pick in the draft, I thought, was pretty easy.
Okay.
George has the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah?
He drafts the patriarch, Mike Reiner.
Okay. He got him slotted at one, the 1-1.
Yep. No matter who had this number one choice, I think they would have felt the pressure to take the patriarch.
They better. I'd kill him if they don't.
Like, because he might die? Like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
no.
Because I might die. I might die
no.
before a white elephant day.
Because of...
And then, if he does die, then we can always say, well, he was the first one chosen in the white
yes.
elephant.
He went, doing what he loved.
He went out doing exactly what he wanted. Mornings, 5:30 to 10.
Biggest riser in the mock draft?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Donovan because of his athletic ability that you talked about?
No, he was
Donovan's
a
coach.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was Dan.
Oh.
Even
right.
though there were rumors he didn't interview well during the combine,
yeah.
okay, Dan got all the way at the number 4.
After his free fall last season?
Well,
that seems a little high for him.
I go around and George gets me?
I think people really were turned off by him, though.
No. I feel Dan, I think that he is taking a precipitous fall based on the fact of the last couple of weeks. One, the way that he showers.
Failed some tests at the combine.
It was very bad. This was your 40 time that you failed. And now...
Lots of red flags.
Now the red flag concerning the way that you sleep.
Those are no red flags. I'm with the majority on both of
those. No, you're
all
not.
Right. What is your shower scene? I must have missed this.
I don't have... I use shampoo and that's it. I don't use
no
separate
soap.
Soap. Shampoo is soap.
But what's your method?
And then I usually, because I heard somebody talking about washing your legs, and I thought, I never wash my legs, unless I'm doing yard work or something. Like, I don't sit there and soap up my whole leg.
Right.
Do you use shampoo because there are at least little hairs all over your body?
Yeah, you could say that.
Good
but I just think the soap company, they're scamming us with shampoo and body wash and all. It's one thing. It's soap.
Are you sure, though?
Yeah.
Well,
and I'm positive. Look it up. And so I get the shampoo, use it on the head. I use it in the very hairy areas, the under the arms,
yeah,
and the down there region,
yeah,
and the head,
right,
and that's it.
And then you just let it all fall down.
All the other stuff flows over, and I figured the shampoo from my head will wash my face as it flows over my face.
What if this is
do you
like
shampoo the anus?
My sure,
God.
That's down there.
What if this is post workout, like your big sweat on
What's
and all that? You're
about
sweating
that, Mike,
everywhere.
Is then he confessed that he doesn't really use a washcloth or a loofah, but just what God gave him.
Hand.
Right.
Okay, I don't think this is so weird.
So he's
like they did back in the old days.
Bottom washer by hand.
But then I wash my hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you could pick up a piece of poo off the ground.
Sir?
And then what would you have to do? Go wash your hands. Okay,
yeah.
Good. You're fine then. Nobody says, oh my gosh.
Well, how often are you picking up pieces of poo off the ground?
Well, I'm saying that would be even more than washing myself with soap.
But are you saying the first thing you do when you get out of the shower is you go wash your hands?
No, but you're in the shower.
So that counts?
Yeah.
Yes, with shampoo all over my hands.
I'll give him that. Now, wait. So
I don't know if that counts.
You don't use anything to rub yourself, though.
Like, no, I have no washcloth, no loofah. And by the way, the loofah feels very bacteria-filled if you leave it hanging there in your shower.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I don't find this terribly weird.
Do you shower
Thank you,
similarly?
Mike.
I don't do it this way, but I don't find it weird.
So you never have washed your back?
No, how would you?
You just reach around there and with the loofah and wash it.
How would it get dirty?
Again.
How would your back get dirty?
What if you, like, do you not sweat?
I'm with him on this.
My back gets cleaned by the soap falling off the back of my head.
Your back doesn't get dirty enough to where you have to do anything more than rinse it off.
That's not true.
Hot water on that thing.
Not true at all.
I'm with you on this.
What's wrong with these people?
Now, you also said where you're really hairy, and you pointed down there. What does that mean?
I just got lots of hair down there, bro. It's like buckwheat.
But you don't wash your feet?
No.
The bottom of your feet?
No, that was another thing Jake said. I thought that was weird. No, I don't wash the bottom of my feet.
Why not? Those are
you're
gross.
You're standing there barefooted in the shower.
In a puddle of
soap. Wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in a puddle of soap.
Or you just peed.
Yeah.
Well,
you're standing in your own
urine. I try to aim for the drain.
And again, your feet are typically encased in what I like to call foot prisons, shoes. And
foot pants?
You would definitely wash yourself if you were in some sort of prison environment. That's what your feet are in at all times, trapped. There's microbes and dust and dirt and grody crap all over your feet.
I should go up the draft board for this because this is a topic.
Do you not wash your feet?
Yeah, I wash them.
Bottom of your feet?
I don't do it this way, but I
like,
don't
how
see
do you wash the bottom of your foot? You balance on one foot?
Yes.
I don't see
in a wet shower? That causes accidents.
No, you get a shower chair.
Well, yeah.
Chair?
Yeah.
Just hold on to the wall. I don't know, man. It's not that hard. You're not doing a yoga pose.
Or a shower crane. You just raise yourself up so you're
No, you're acting
levitating.
like a crane. A crane that...
Yeah, and it's no big deal.
But if you get a shower chair, you can wash all sorts of things.
He's right.
Like when you sit down.
Yeah.
I don't see anything weird about this, Dan. I support
shower harness.
By the way...
And then the one today was even...
As someone who used to visit my grandparents' house quite a bit... The chair.
Okay.
Yeah. The chair that they had in there, I always found that to be such a treat to just sit there and not really have to stand while I'm showering.
And if you love the feeling of hot water just
big red bag
raining down on you, you can sit there for 5 minutes. Your feet don't get tired. You can just sit there.
Yeah.
I always felt oogie.
You can position your bottom.
It's like sleeping in your grandma's bed.
You don't like that?
Yeah. If you guys think it's dirty for me to touch my own body with my hand... In a shower.
Yeah.
Okay, same situation. You're sitting where your grandma's bare bottom was just sitting.
My grandma didn't sleep nude. Oh, you mean on the seat?
The chair in the shower? You're like, oh, I love sitting on that, bro. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you got power washers.
Let's turn our attention to sleeping. What's the deal with that?
Again, this is not controversial at all. But I was talking about the fact that I have a, you know, on my bed, and forever, for all times, the sheet, the
fitted
sheet.
You got your own bedroom, right?
You know, with another lady that I can't get away from. There's a fitted sheet, and I have a comforter, but I don't have a sheet.
But no top sheet?
No.
Okay.
I feel like that's a waste of a thing.
But what if it's really hot?
And when we buy a set of sheets, I immediately take that sheet and we put it in the garage.
Cut eye holes in it?
Maybe at your house.
Oh, my bad.
What eye?
Oh, here's another robe.
There are almost three. I have so many.
No, I take it, put it in the garage in the bin. It's the paint sheets. If you ever doing a little painting, you got to lay a sheet down.
Right.
Those are good for that. But I've never used... Can you imagine? What a beating to make your bed if you had to lay a sheet out. And
it's not.
The sheet between you and the comforter? I just find that odd.
The sheet, the top sheet is
the
underwear.
I got to have a top sheet.
The comforter is your jeans. The top sheet is your underwear. It protects the comforter from your dirty, nasty, scaly body.
It's the underwear of the bed?
Yeah.
In fact... You have told us on numerous occasions that you sleep in the nude.
Oh, my God.
Is that true?
Yeah, of course. Then, You've seen it.
So the blanket...
You have seen
it. As a matter of fact, I have.
The blanket has no protection from you.
None.
And then there's no sheet change, and so it's just you and the blanket over and over again.
But it's me and the blanket, my blanket.
My protection is underwear, maybe a shirt.
Yeah.
Then
a
sheet. Right, and then the blanket.
The last thing that I will add to all this is that I have separate blankets, me and my wife. We have separate comforters.
Why?
Bob has always said that's weird.
Why?
Because I have mine. I like mine. I don't need to share it.
No sheet.
No, there's no sheet, of course.
All right.
She doesn't go with the sheet.
She has her own comforter.
Does she agree on the sheet thing? The sheet policy?
I don't know what she does. I don't care.
Well, that ain't no sheet.
Really?
Do you ever... who gets home blanketed?
Oh, gotta go, Bob. I mean it.
Hold on, Danny.
No, you hold on.
One more thought here, Danny.
All right.
I'm sure it's real important.
Let's do the white elephant draft.
I have a World Series question.
Is it a mic?
It's 6:38 on the ticket. We're at Guys Night Out. It's our ticket tap takeover as we kick off the 7th annual North Texas Beer Week. And we are in Irving tonight at Twin Peaks. This is North Irving at MacArthur in 6:35. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock tonight. And it's a very big night for us. Not only is it our last Guys Night Out of the year, but it is also our White Elephant Day draft. And we are going to take the next two round tables to draft the teams for the tickets White Elephant Day. That's our Christmas gift to the P1s. This year it's going to occur on December 4th. That is Wednesday, December 4th will be White Elephant Day. We started this last year where we named three captains, and those captains will take turns picking their teams for the upcoming White Elephant Day.
Ooh, who's
and I'm joined on the broadcast by Bob Sturm. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Junior. How are you?
Good. You're a draft expert. You love the draft, and so I know you're really fired up about tonight.
You know, Craig, this is how teams are built. This is how shows are built, and you can see that the successful shows have great drafts.
Right.
And conversely, the unsuccessful shows have garbage drafts.
Here's a guy who understands the draft.
So there's a real correlation here. You know, sometimes we get lost in the weeds of how this all comes together, but it comes down to draft night, Junior. And that's where we are.
And our three captains are all very talented and gifted in their own right. We have picking the morning drive team, Donovan Lewis. Hello, Donovan.
Oh, hello, Craig.
This is non-disclosure.
Oh. I know you've done a lot of work looking at all the athletes available.
I have. I looked at all the numbers. I sent everything to my analytics guy, and he crunched the numbers. And now I'm ready to go, man. I feel good.
Picking middays will be George Ja Dunham.
Yes.
How are
you?
I do
believe I may have the power in this draft.
The power in the draft.
Because I have the first pick.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Draft bingo.
I've taken a lot of calls today.
And you get the most hours
pick.
To fill.
Yeah, I got 5 hours.
Picking afternoon drive is the great Gordo Gordon Keith.
What?
Yes.
I'm a captain.
You're a captain for afternoon drive.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's cool.
And then it'll be up to you guys once you have your teams assembled how you want to work it on White Elephant Day. You can have whoever working whatever shift or position. That's the beauty of being a captain. Now, are we going to our commissioner? Is that, I was told late information that our commissioner wanted to say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Fast Talking Cat.
Well,
he's getting maced.
You gotta talk faster.
Second annual Ticket White Elephant Player Selection Committee.
Yeah, the PA's throwing him off.
The draft selects
live from Twin Peaks in Irving, and Team George Dunham is on the clock.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
Now, this Craig, is very exciting.
As long as I think he's going to take the full 15 minutes here.
Boy, he's already writing down his pick. It looks like he knows what
yeah,
he wants.
Now, what's the rules? You can't choose someone in your own shift.
In the first round only.
Okay.
You can't choose one of your normal work partners in the first round. But then after that, it's fair game. And the people who are eligible are the talk show hosts, the ticket ticker guys, and the producers.
Picks in.
The board ops will work their normal shifts. So it's talk show hosts, producers, ticket ticker guys eligible for the draft.
Didn't we all chip in like part of a vacation day and get Fernando the day off? Did we do that?
No, he is draftable.
Okay.
So are we going to the commissioner for the pick?
Maybe that's your job for him if you pick him. Just stay home.
Here's right. Commissioner Catlin.
With the first pick in the second annual White Elephant Draft, Team Jubhawk selects Corby Davidson.
Wow. This is a surprise.
Yeah,
this is a surprise.
Let's see what was behind his thinking. Why did you take Corby?
You'll find out. We've got big plans for Corby Davidson. Yes, he is a very big part of our draft, and you'll see why as the night develops.
And you're doing mornings or midday?
We're doing middays from 10 to 3.
Yep. Donovan Lewis is on the clock.
Now, Craig, unfortunately, that means that Norm's mock draft will not be correct this year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He was not able to get to the first pick where he had mocked Mike Reiner to Team George.
Okay.
So this is a chance. Mike's sliding in the draft already. He'll be angry about that.
Well, we know Corby can kick a field goal from at least 45 yards. Do you think that entered into George's thoughts?
There's no question. He might need someone to pitch all seven.
Yep.
He might need someone to kick a field goal. He might need someone to shoot a 60 or something like that. So, in any case, Corby, very versatile.
Yes. All right, Donovan is on the clock. Donovan is picking for morning drive on the Ticket's White Elephant Day, which is Wednesday, December 4th. Put it on your calendars. Take the day off now. And it looks like the pick is in. It's being handed to the commissioner. Donovan kissed it first. He must feel really good about this.
Now, Craig, some of my sources are already talking about trades being discussed amongst the franchises. We'll see if that comes to be. But allow me to at least say I'm hearing things so that I'm right either way. I can kind of hedge one way or the other.
All right, let's go to the commissioner.
We have a trade. The second pick in the draft has been traded.
You called it.
Wow. I am right.
Team Donovan Lewis has traded the second pick in the draft to Team Jubhawk for a cold beer, half a plate of nachos, and future considerations. And the pick is Danny Bayless.
Wow.
And
dang it.
So we switch picks. The number one pick goes to Team Donovan. Welcome, Corby.
You guys
welcome.
Traded.
He wanted Corby all
Danny.
Along, so I got nachos and beer out of the deal.
Wow.
I just sat here and took Danny.
This is incredible. There's more drama than in the NFL draft.
Dang right.
This is like the Trubisky trade where they traded back and nobody's actually sure why. Like if you just wanted him, just take him. But I guess he got the nachos.
And the beer. Don't forget the beer. It's cold here at Twin Peaks.
So if you're scoring at home, George drafts Corby, Donovan drafts Danny, but they trade... And so George now has Danny, and Donovan has Corby.
That's right.
Gordon Keith is on the clock.
And it's a snake draft, Junior, as I understand it.
I don't think it is, right?
Yeah, it's not a true snake.
Gordon doesn't have the next two picks?
He does, but toward the end of the draft.
Yeah, then it falls apart.
It falls apart. It's not a true snake, but he does have the next two picks.
He'll have the next two picks. Okay, so he could trade with himself if he wanted.
Yeah, he can.
Okay.
He does a lot of things with himself. He can trade with himself.
All right, Gordo's on the clock.
So he now has the power in the draft.
Yes.
If you wanted to know who has the power.
Yes. You're still in the first round?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, for now, unless you trade back to the second.
You have to write your pick down and give it to the commissioner.
Yeah, we're happy too, Danny.
Oh, and the pick is in.
Have you.
Oh, yeah. George is on the phone with his top pick.
Hey,
oh,
hey, you're our kind of player.
War room cam.
We look forward to it.
There's Spalding and everything.
Okay. We'll see you on December 4th.
In a very Ribby-like move, Team Gordon Keefe has passed the third pick.
Oh, no. All right. We'll score that as a pass.
But he gets the next
pick. But he has the fourth pick.
Okay.
This draft
No, I'm
is...
trading for my pass, and now the pass goes away.
Trading for his pass.
Yeah.
So he's so back up to number away. Three.
We're back to pick three on the clock.
Yeah.
Now, what shift does he have?
He has... afternoon drive.
Okay.
Boy, he's looking over the selections. Boy. He's going over really, really closely.
He does his homework.
Boy, he does. It's so intense.
There's a lot of talent.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what Gordo does here. It looks like the pick is, oh, now he's tearing it up. He wrote it down, and now he tore it in half.
What's he doing?
To write something else. I think he decided at the last second to change his mind.
Well,
I think
he has two picks back-to-back. Maybe he's writing both of them down.
Ah, it appears he's making a swan out of his paper.
Here. Bengals out of this draft.
Like when you get the duck at the restaurant.
A little origami.
Duck foil with his paper.
Oh, all right, the number three overall pick is in. Let's go to the commissioner.
Love the sound effect.
With the third pick in the draft, Team Gordon Keith selects that one girl who works middays. Julie Dodd.
Whoa, yes. Julie's a first rounder.
Julie's off the board.
Wow.
So press box hot.
That one girl who works middays just went third overall. And Gordo now has the first pick of the second round, or the fourth overall pick in the draft. And he's ready. He hands it to the commissioner. Let's go up to the podium.
With the fourth pick overall, the first pick in round two, Gordon Keith drafting for afternoon drive, picks Mike Saroy.
So Gordo in afternoon drive has added Julie and Saroy to his roster.
Is that a reach, Saroy, that early?
I think? Well, a lot of the mocks thought he'd be available a little bit later in the draft.
Great player.
He has character issues.
Yeah, he's failed substance abuse tests.
Yeah.
So
there was the feeling that of the three mics, he might be at least the second mic off the board, but to be the first mic of the three mics.
Yeah,
and in fact, there is some talk that one of the teams was trying to assemble all the mics as some sort of a mic super team, but
wait.
That would have to be Gordon.
Wait, we're supposed to be choosing who we want the least right now, right?
That's right.
And we move to the ones that we want the most.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah,
I've never watched one of these drafts before.
All right, Donovan is on the clock for his second round pick, and the card is into the commissioner. Let's hear from Commissioner Pat.
Yeah. With the second pick in round two, Team Donovan Lewis drafting for morning drive, Jake Ferrett Kemp.
Right.
Wow. Hey,
man. That's all right.
Now on the clock, George Dunham with his second round pick.
So Donovan now has Corby and Jake on his roster.
Power.
Whoa.
Already drafted.
So much tea.
Corby, Danny, Julie, Saroy, and Jake awaiting George's second round pick. Again, George is picking for middays, so he'll get to pick one extra person, as that is a five-hour shift.
I'd like to call this player first, if I could, just to let him know, just out of fairness.
Sure.
Michael Crabtree.
Let's see here. It could be Michael Crabtree.
George is on the phone.
I wonder who he's going
to
call.
And he's going to go ahead and hand the pick to the commissioner. He must feel pretty good about it. Let's listen into George's conversation.
Whose phone is going to ring?
I wonder whose phone is going to count. Be that Michael Crabtree.
A little slow developing.
Dan, I just want to let you know this is George Dunham with the Jubhawks.
Hey, man.
Hey, we're about to take you in the draft, and I just wanted to welcome you to the team. Just get near a TV, and you'll see the announcement.
All right, let's go to the commissioner.
With the final pick in round two of the second Ticket White Elephant Draft, Team Jubhawk selects Dan Sports Humorist McDowell.
Wow.
How about that, Dan?
So who's next on the clock?
Thank you, sir.
Donovan is on the clock, hey, but we're going to take really a break.
Whoa, I'm ready to roll.
Coming up next, we will bring you rounds 3 and 4 here from Twin Peaks.
George,
in Irving, the tickets, White Elephant.
A lot of talent on the board.
You could pick a Danny or a...
It is 6:58 from Guy's Night Out at Twin Peaks, which is up here in that Irving area.
You're doing great. Top
6:35, and I would say MacArthur or Olympus or whatever you want to do. But we're up here at Twin Peaks Brewing Company, and we are very happy to be here. We're in the middle of the White Elephant Draft. It's Bob Sturm and Craig Jr. Miller bringing you the coverage of the Ticket's White Elephant Draft. And June's through two rounds, we've really seen some moving and shaking amongst these franchises.
Yeah, to recap, we had a draft trade almost immediately. George with the first overall pick took Corby, but then Donovan with the second pick taking Danny, and they swapped those two players. Julie went third to Gordo, Saroy fourth to Gordo, then Donovan took Jake, and George took Dan. Quite an eventful first two rounds, Bob.
Hey, to clarify our trade, it's for a beer and a half order of nachos in 2020 at the next Guy's Night Out.
Oh.
If Danny gets more than an hour of airtime, it's a full order of nachos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, there's conditions.
Yeah, there's conditions.
I had to jump up and get you, Snake.
I just want to know. Thank you very much. Want to know that I already tried on Team Dunham's outfits.
I know.
I was in the locker room.
We
I was
really
taking pictures.
You. We really liked you a lot.
So
but
the
it's nachos.
I'd done interviews.
Nachos.
You were shocked.
So Team George has Danny and Dan. Team Donovan has Corby and Jake. Love and it. Team Gordon has that girl who works middays and Mike Saroy. So Julie will be happy to know that. And then the remaining player pool, Junes. We have 7 players left in the pool, including Craig Jr. Miller, Sean Bass, Fernando Fernandez, Norm, Bob, Mike Reiner, and Ty Walker Chicken. So those are all still on the board as we make it to round 3. And according to this helpful little fact sheet here, Donovan Lewis will lead off round 3. And then we can figure out who these full rosters are for White Elephant Day, scheduled for sometime very, very soon.
By the way, I should have mentioned this at the start of the broadcast, the start of the draft, but if you would like me to give the invocation for tonight's draft, I can do that now that I'm ordained
minister. I was just thinking we did not have that, yes.
Yeah, it's too late. I'll tell you what, I'll do it next year.
Let's save that for the 2020 draft as well, along with the nachos.
Uh-oh.
And here we are.
It's in.
Okay,
looks like the pick is in.
The pick is in, and we can start round number 3.
With the first pick in round 3 of the Ticket's second annual White Elephant Draft, Team Donovan Lewis selects the Reverend, Deacon, Father, Pastor, Minister, Junior Spank Miller.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Junior's off the board.
Donovan's team got a little religion.
Yes, we did. We love the Lord over on Team Donovan.
Hey, thanks for picking me. I won't let you down.
Hey, it feels like a powerhouse team I've built so far.
And according to my records, looking at the almanac here, is the very first time anyone from the Ticket's draft coverage has actually been drafted in a draft that we were carrying live on the Ticket. So,
history made tonight, Junior. Congratulations.
On that. Inception.
Will you finish the draft?
Team Jeb Hawk is on the clock.
Yes, I will. I will, because I'm committed to this job. And by the way, I'm going to predict I'm not the first one of the Ticket's broadcasters to be drafted tonight.
Oh, well, okay.
From this particular broadcast.
All right. I'm on the clock, or Gordon's on the clock?
The next pick is
Dunham.
George Dunham.
Okay, all right.
Joyce.
Everybody quit yelling.
Jerse.
Here we go.
What shift do you have, Donnie?
A morning drop.
Damn it. I don't even get to sleep in.
Oh,
you can get home early, though. You can sleep all
afternoon. I'm fine with it.
I want you in your comfort zone. I value this pick.
Yes.
You know what? We'll allow you, Craig, to get there at 6.
Yes, we will.
How about that?
What an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Is it in?
The tractor beam at the
Yeah, the pick
start.
Is in.
Okay, so for the second pick of the third round, the 8th pick overall, let's go to Commissioner Cat.
Team Jeb Hawk selects Bob Sturm with
Whoa.
The first pick in round 3. Bob Sturm to Team Jeb Hawk.
That's pretty crafty drafting, is it not?
Did I tell
Bob
you?
And Dan?
Boy, that's interesting.
Welcome
it's a
to
pleasure.
The team.
Yeah,
we'll good to have you.
We'll
Bob.
Show you around midday.
Handshakes. Everything's going on.
We'll show
Did
you
I
where the
you,
bodies are buried.
Bob, I predicted that another one of the broadcast crew here tonight would be drafted. Sure enough.
Got it right.
In fact, the draft team is being just swiped
is
off
it
the
this
board.
Wireless?
Oh, it's the wireless.
Yeah, probably so.
Gordon Keith
there
is on
go.
The clock. Gordon
there
Keith.
You go.
Gordon Keith is on the clock.
He was engineering.
See, I thought the tractor beam at the Death Star was activated. And you were.
Is it the wireless, Tony?
Bringing the Millennium Falcon in.
Oh, it's Cat's mic. Cat, you got to back away from the speaker.
It's not Cat's mic. His mic's not even going through that, is it?
Yeah.
No, leave Cat's mic off. Not in that speaker if he's standing in front of it. But if he's not standing in front of it, you can pull it up. But do we have like a. Is there a regular room EQ?
No, here comes okay. All right, for junior amateur engineer Gordo.
So Gordon's roster so far is Julian Mike Saroy. He needs his third pick here.
All right, Gordo, you're on the clock.
All right, who was taken?
Number 9 overall.
Junior and Bob are both going off the clock.
So left on the board, Sean Bass, Fernando Fernandez, Norm, Mike Reiner, and Ty Walker. Five picks to go here in the draft. This is Gordon's third.
A little noise going.
And here we go at number 9 overall. Let's go back to the commissioner.
With the next pick in the Ticket's White Elephant Draft, Team Gordon Keith selects undrafted free agent Dave Lane and a player to be named later.
And here's my player to be named later.
With this player to be named later, Gordon Keith selects the one and only Mike Reiner.
Mike Reiner.
Godfather. Off the board.
Off the board.
That's the second Mike to be drafted tonight, Bob.
There's a lot of value there, you know.
I hate to make you work your own shift, though.
He likes his comfort zone.
Mocked at number one overall.
I'm not taking him higher.
He does.
That's okay.
George Dunham is on the clock.
Gordon's going to have a couple mics to choose from. Will he get all three mics? That's the question.
That's the end of round three, Bob. What a draft this has been.
Yeah. Dave Lane's off the board.
Very memorable. So we have the fourth round to go.
How is Norm doing on his mock draft? Has he hit any of them right?
Norm had himself at number one, so.
I'm going to say yes, but I don't totally know. I did not get the entire. All I could read was the free preview. I didn't sign up for premium, so it cut me off after riding.
You just saw Corby and Danny.
It's all behind the paywall, so.
Pick's in.
All right, the pick is in. Let's go to the commissioner.
With the first pick in round four, Team Jubhawk selects Ty Walker Chicken.
Is that Bob, reach? That's our first real reach of the night. I don't know if George is going to be happy with that pick. That's what we call a project player.
So middays you have a roster together of George, Danny, Ty, Bob, and Dan. From 10 to 3 at this point, but he still has another pick coming.
And as we know, Danny and Ty, there's a lot of tension there. They have a history.
Yeah. Gordon Youth is on the clock.
Your team is already compromised.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Gordon,
we want to trade
Gordon will fill out his roster with this last pick here at number 11 overall.
Else?
Yes, you.
Something you rarely hear at pro drafts, the GM saying, I got to pick somebody else.
How many more picks do we have?
This is your last pick.
Last one.
It's Norm, Fernando, and Sean left on the board.
I think Jerry may say that each year.
Maybe.
This could put GM Donovan in an interesting spot at 14.
Not interesting at all.
All right, the pick is in.
With his final pick in the White Elephant Draft, Team Gordon Keith selects their second pass of the evening.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you passing?
You got to take somebody.
I'm passing.
Okay.
He really is passing. Wow.
Donovan Lewis is on the clock.
Now one of his new draft picks, Mike Reiner, just whispered something in his ear.
No,
his new GM's ear.
Yeah. It's getting weird.
That's dangerous when you have your players making picks for you.
It really
it's
is.
Kind of like Romo.
Hurry, try to hold that.
I know. I'm gonna wait to the very last second. So
he says it's just a suggestion and that he knows what kind of offense they're gonna run.
Okay, fair enough.
And I think Gordo has taken the suggestion.
Okay, I'll
There's
stay
a
out.
Lot of
okay.
David LaFleur in this pick, I think.
Mike wanted me to take this guy.
Oh.
With this final pick, Team Gordon Keith selects Darby.
Good God.
The engineer who died?
He's Gordo
Sir,
has
the
taken
the ghost of Darby. Yes.
So tonight Gordo has taken Julie Saroy, Mike. He's passed twice. He made one trade with himself. He took Davey.
I drafted an undrafted free agent. Yes.
And the now deceased Darby, the yes. former engineer.
What a
this
mess.
Is the wildest draft.
That's a dream team right there.
This is what Bengals fans live with every year. Little sports joke there, everybody.
Good job, Bob.
Thanks.
All right, Donovan's pick is in since Gordon kind of passed.
Team Donovan Lewis is selected pass.
No,
other side.
Oh. Oh. Team Donovan Lewis also selects Sean Pass. Bass.
Sean Bass.
Bass.
There goes Sean. That would be funny if we all passed and had to go again.
It just keeps keep going.
Round 35.
We're in our fourth round of passing now.
So two picks left. I believe George is next. And then
whoever gets their pick in next, since Gordon passed, is technically in next.
Okay. This is going to be interesting here. The choices are Fernando and Norm. So whoever George takes, the other will fall to Team Gordon here at 3-7. Let's see what happens here.
Oh, that's a tiny little piece of paper. As I know whose name is on that one.
Team Jebhawk with their final pick in the White Elephant draft selects Fernando.
Oh! There goes Fernando.
I wanted the international flavor on our team.
He took the Spaniard, Fernando.
That is the weakest Spaniard ever.
So the value 3-7 as Norm falls to them. They get two Hall of Famers in their final two picks.
Wow.
The only team in ticket draft history to get two Hall of Famers in their final two picks.
They have to be. Yeah. That's actually a stroke of genius on GM Gordo's part.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go, Gordon.
You are now, Gordon, the oldest team in the league.
We are. You are playing for now. There's no question.
Witten came out of retirement for this one, baby. Mm-hmm.
All right, so your teams, if you'd like to recap, Junior, let's look at 6-10 first. Team Donovan has Corby, Jake, Junes, and Sean Bass.
That's a very solid team.
What a fantastic team. That was a team.
Great job, Donovan.
Team Jubhawk from 10-3 will be Captain George with Danny, the other Dan, Bob, Ty, and Fernando. And then at from 3-7, it's Team Gordon with Julie, Mike, and Norm.
So very interesting. Okay. This may be the most interesting draft we've ever had.
It really. There's a lot of talking points. And I know we're going to all have a big round table kind of judging the draft and so forth.
I'm sure I'll get ripped, but I had my reasons for the people that
Oh, it's going to be a pleasure to play for
you, Bob,
sir.
Hey, we're glad.
Boy, Gordon, I got to tell you,
you
are going to have, with those last two picks and your first pick, some serious Me Too concerns.
Okay, so yeah, because I've got two guys who are very pre-Me Too.
Yes.
I've got Saroy, who will be drunk by 3 p.m., and I got Julie, who is the
interesting team.
Yeah,
the girl who works midday.
Interesting put team.
It. Yeah, I just found out her name was Julie today.
Okay, very nice,
George. We're gonna eat on the air, bro.
Oh yeah,
and don't forget, White Elephant Day is Wednesday, December 4th.
Tomorrow
so if you like
morning.
The draft, you'll love White Elephant Day. Wednesday, December 4th. Mark it on your calendar. Bob, it was great working with you.
Man, a pleasure. A pleasure. Good luck, kid, with your new team.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir.
You guys are true pros.
See you on the field.
All right, more roundtables next.
Well, look who's captain now.
You?
Is that right?
Me?
Oh. No, it's me.
Okay.
So you better fall in line immediately. Hello. I am Dan McDowell, and this is the Tickets Guys Night Out. And I feel like I'm echoey. Am I echoey to you guys or just to me?
Yeah, it's a little echoey. Bit. We all are a tad bit.
Okay.
Are you?
Then I shall fight through
Hello.
It, if that's how bit. We all are. Does it sound different than it did last segment?
Are we feeding to
You're okay.
All right. Well, anyway, here we are. It's Guys Night Out. It's a great time. Corby's got cookies.
So a P1 who, she's the best. She shows up at Ticket Stock and all these guys' nights out and stuff, and she always brings us baked goods. She cussed on the air one time, so we don't allow her on the air anymore. But these cookies are Halloween cookies.
So we don't allow people on the air anymore if they cuss once?
That's right. That's right.
Corby has a real strong policy on
You live in a glass house, my friend.
I would love these.
Are these, they're so good, but just read that and see if that's something your grandmother would have signed off her cookies.
Enjoy your effing cookies. Exclamation point. No, grandma would never have written that note to me.
Will today's girls that are, you know, whatever, 30s now, or girls with a tramp stamp, will they, as when their grandmas, turn into, will they be swearing on their cookie delivery?
In fairness, her F word does not have the G on the end, so it's a little softer.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
So here on this round table, it's me, it is Junior, it is Corby, it is Norm, and it is me, as in Bob. And we're all basking in the glow that is a White Elephant Day draft. What was it like, the pressure drafting? Wait, you weren't a captain.
No, I was last year.
There we go, Tony. Tony's here, too. Tony fixed everything.
All right.
He let someone else touch the equipment.
Hey, Tony.
Boy, that's way better, Tony. Now we can broadcast to the...
I have a question about the White Elephant draft. Is there a trade deadline?
I think it came and went.
Like, can you still make trades now?
Oh, that's interesting.
What if I refuse to report to the afternoon show?
Wow.
You ought to try it.
I could see
you
doing that.
Hey, it worked for Zeke.
Just play the power. Yeah, go down to Cabo and just hang out.
So John Elway did not want to play for the Irsays.
Right.
Yes. Right? That's too dated of a reference. Should I use...
No.
Eli Manning didn't want to play for...
The Chargers.
Whoever owns the Chargers.
Right. Spanos.
But anyway, I can't see Norm really listening to Gordon.
What if I go to Carrollton and work out?
Because the Gordon... Oh, I'm sorry.
You all right down there, Dan?
No. Okay. So the Gordon team is Julie, Mike, Saroy, Mike Reiner, Norm Hitchkiss.
Right.
That is afternoon drive.
As we said, it's based on the last two picks there. They're going to have a lot of Me Too issues to go along with the first pick.
Well, yeah, Mike Saroy is no stranger to Me Too issues. It's not
woke. He's like the buffer, though.
he might be way ahead of these guys now. He's been taking their tips for years.
The what?
Tips.
Oh.
Morning Drive, Donovan, Corby, Jake, Craig Miller, Sean Bass.
But almost like point
shaving. That's going to be fun.
Really will be.
Like point shaving, though, you're going to want to watch those guys for intentional Me Toos to get the rest of the day off.
Now, Craig, it's interesting because that's 2 days before the Big 12 championship. Are we going to go wall-to-wall preview for 4.5?
Yeah, I think we should, as long as Oklahoma's in that game.
True. True.
If it's Baylor, K-State, we won't.
It's weird. I feel weird that I'm going to be on the morning noon to 3 show, but it's 10 to 3. Me, George, Danny, Bob, Ty, Fernando. How about you, though, being in morning drive again? I almost think you might look forward to this day. I don't have to wake up early one day a year. And
Dan,
here, Craig Miller is...
I stopped caring a long time ago. Yeah. So
just about anything?
His life was ruined literally about 20 years ago, and he's never looked back.
And you know what? Now that I'm an ordained minister, I'm getting up really early anyway to pray. So it doesn't matter. I'll be up. I'll have been up for 3 hours at that point. I'll just come into work.
Every time he does this, he talks about this. Up in heaven somewhere, God is like taking a nap. And then he just kind of is awoken by like, what? Him? Jesus.
So Craig.
And then God says what? Jesus.
To get his son to say, what's going on with Craig?
Okay.
You're so the second ticket employee to be ordained,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Norm is.
George, then you're the third.
Who else?
Richard Hunter.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I thought you meant current.
So George is the only team that doesn't have an ordained minister on it?
That's correct, yes.
Who's going to say things like the invocation?
What a godforsaken team that is.
I'm not it.
Yeah, Bob but you're not Liberty. A minister.
How many times did I have to graduate from Liberty to be the guy who can open us with a nice word of prayer? I mean, come on.
We need a minister.
That's close, but you don't have the certificate of holiness or whatever I got from that church.
Or whatever.
Oh, that sounds pretty official.
Certificate of holiness.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Was yours the United something?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Okay, good.
So we're brethren.
Well, you guys are really clued in to exactly what it is. The United something.
It is the Universal, not Uh-oh. The United. Universal Life Church. Look at these credentials of ministry.
Yeah.
And it's got my name and the date on there. Right. Could it be any more official?
Could you marry me?
Sure.
Yes.
Could you divorce me? Could you get me divorced?
I can do marriages. I can do burials. I can do exorcisms. I can do it all.
Bar mitzvahs.
Whatever you want. I'll hear your confession.
Could you be a moil?
I could do that. Yeah.
What about the guy that takes off the foreskin?
That's a moil.
Now, whoever I do that to, this will be my first, so I don't know.
That's all right. Can you do adult moiling?
Sure.
Could you put it back on?
What goes into your exorcism program?
I don't want to get into that publicly, Bob.
Okay.
But I have a method that so far is undefeated.
Okay. Haven't run into any demons that won't leave their carriers.
So you're like a Ghostbuster.
Kind of. A holy Ghostbuster.
I actually performed a wedding this spring.
I know. Who was it?
Really?
Octavio and Shira, they are P1s. They called me and said, we've thought of what we want to do, and if you'd become an ordained minister, we'd like you to marry us. And it was the Filter Building down by White Rock.
Yeah.
Beautiful building.
Oh, that's a great place.
It was great. It was really nice.
And what did you have to write all the stuff out, or do they have it written for you?
No. Junior probably got the cheap ordination. Mine.
No, I got the $39.95 package.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, they'll ask you for $39.99 again next year to renew your...
Oh, they will?
Yes, they will.
Mm. Okay.
But they send you everything to say. You've literally...
So you...
They sent you a script.
You didn't go off script at all?
Oh, no, I did.
Okay.
I did because one of the people getting married was a big hockey fan, and we had to toss a couple of hockey jokes into the wedding.
Now,
is there a recording of this anywhere?
As a man of the cloth.
What's an example of a hockey joke that would fit into a wedding?
Well, this person was a huge Washington Capitals fan.
Okay.
And had the Capitals kept going in the playoffs last year,
right,
that would have conflicted with the wedding date. So we all said blessings to the Capitals for cratering in the playoffs last year and allowing the wedding to go on.
Lovely. Lovely.
And then you told the joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
See?
Right.
See? We were all cracking up, and
I'm just having a good time, and Norm is a good friend of mine. He knows I'm kidding.
Hey, Norm, I wanted to ask, because you grew up very Catholic, right?
Very.
Did you ever hear mom, dad, grandma, grandpa cuss?
Mom, never. Never. Dad, I remember using damn a few times.
That doesn't count.
Really?
No. Grandma?
Did he ever follow it with a Dan?
I never met damn a grandma or a granddad.
Way to go, Craig.
Corby.
Oh,
way to go.
Dear.
Nice.
No, don't feel bad.
How did you never meet them? They were all dead?
They were passed, yes.
Already?
I never met three of my four.
Keep asking questions here. Yeah, let's see where this goes.
Wait a minute. I got questions for you. How old were they?
That was in an age of human beings where they didn't live to 78 and 92 and things like that. I mean, they just didn't.
Well, that's weird, man.
You
live forever back then?
My grandpa, I met. He passed away when I was 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I don't ever remember going fishing with my grandpa or anything like that. That never happened.
And you didn't know three of the four?
Yeah, three of my four grandparents died 10 to 20 years before I was born. And I had a grandmother, and she, I think she died when I was maybe 30. So I had a grandmother for a long time.
Were the other ones in their 50s?
Yeah, I think all three were in their 50s.
Do you know how they all went out?
My grandfather on my dad's side was a heavy smoker, Lucky Strikes, no filter.
Yeah.
Basically smoked himself to death. And my two grandparents on my mom's side were farmers in North Dakota, and I believe both died of pneumonia.
Wow.
Like at a young, like in their 40s maybe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You said farmers in North Dakota, and I was just trying to figure out the scenarios, and then, you know, pneumonia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a hard life.
There wasn't like a farming accident.
No.
But, okay.
No,
is that why you, when you were a kid, you thought people in their 50s, people that were our age now, you thought they were really, really old?
Yes.
Because they were almost going to die.
Well, yes. I mean, even back
dying in your 50s is not a big deal.
No. Even in like the 70s and 80s, the decade.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
70s, you'd know
but
an old guy.
People did. We talk about
well,
this all
he
the time.
Was 53. Of course he died.
People looked so much older, too. Whether it was the smoking or the booze or the farming or all of it.
How they dressed, how everything.
Yeah, they just looked old. It's the age-old Wilford Brimley getting cast as a senior citizen trying to find the Fountain of Youth in Cocoon when he was 51.
Well, that was what I couldn't get over, like, last week when the Bears were on. What were they on that was it Monday Night Football? Anyway, they introduced Ditka. Or they said it was Ditka's 80th birthday, and I started doing the math, and I'm like, the 85 Bears, Ditka was 45, which is younger than me right now.
Yeah.
He seems 65.
Right.
Yes. He's always seemed 60
like
or 65.
Like he was close to Tom Brady's age.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Tom Brady and Mike Ditka from the 85 Bears were about the same age.
Well, this has been
That's
great, guys.
Weird. What? What's
this,
been great?
This roundtable's been great. But
have we been on the air?
Yeah.
You know, it makes
we're
you
now
wonder
going to take a
how
break.
Would the 85 Bears have been different if Tom Brady was their coach?
And there's another awesome roundtable next.
Wait, am I?
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Get your ass off.
All right, welcome back to Guys Night Out. We're here
Get
at
your
Peaks.
Ass hung up on now, you idiot. You idiot.
In North Irving, MacArthur in 635. Last Guys Night Out of 2019. We'd like to thank everyone.
Last one ever.
Who came out. Everyone who listened, this is post-draft coverage of the White Elephant Day draft, and everyone's in a tizzy. We have three of the captains, all three captains who chose teams right here on this round table.
Yeah.
George, Gordon, Donovan, and then we are joined by the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, Mike Reiner.
He's in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Mike, why are you in a bad mood?
I didn't like my draft position. I thought I should have gone much higher.
He's mad that I didn't take him.
Okay.
And he's mad because the Astros are up 1-0 and threatening in the second.
Oh. What's got a lot wrong here, man.
You're for the Nationals, aren't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Same here.
Anyone in their right Rangers mind needs to root for the Nationals.
Okay, a rivalry that goes back, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
They're a Texas team.
Who cares?
They're an American League team.
So?
Doesn't matter. That's our national team. The Washington
Nationals.
Well,
that's right. They don't call the Nationals for nothing.
They are a rival of your favorite team.
Look at that.
You
look at those great uniforms, Giorgio.
Okay, Nationals uniforms. Are those really that great?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
I've heard a lot of people say they like that W. What's so great about that W?
It just is awesome.
It's so curvy like a woman.
It's curvy like a woman. It's
okay,
traditional
I guess.
Looking. That
it looks kind of like an all-star
has
team.
Such a deep history.
It looks like an all-star uniform.
You're
the
nuts.
Nationals splashed across the front.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't look
great.
Like an all-star uniform.
Look at that great W. Too.
You've been to that park?
It's a crude set of boobs.
No,
no. I went
have.
A couple years ago. It was okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Kind
of reminded me of the ballpark a little bit.
Well, I'm worried about the Astros making Max Scherzer's brown eye blue here.
Don't it make your brown eye?
Holding on to that one. Holding on to that one like a tight grip changeup, huh?
Base hit and you got a 3-0
game. You didn't like it?
I'm What's with that? You, man. I'm with you. So I don't think you should be upset, Mike, by your draft position.
He's
all
mad.
Good, man.
Yeah, I tried
guy
to make,
you pick.
I tried to make friendly with him, and he said, don't ever bother drafting me again.
Yeah. I told him, I'm never going to play for him again.
It's going to make. Wait, he's not playing for you, though. You're playing for me.
I know.
Okay. I know. Right. I'm talking about him.
But he thought
he told me he was
going to
draft me. And then he didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Boy, it's like
he
said he's going to draft me high.
It's just the way it fell.
And then he didn't.
It's the way it fell.
Well, don't even think about trying to trade for
you
me.
You were very high on our board.
If you trade for me,
I'm not. You as a player.
I will not show up.
Are you holding out? You going to Cabo?
And we wish
you
nothing but the best.
I am. I'm going to Cabo that day if you try and trade for me.
Yeah. You bet.
That looked like
you bet.
I guess it hopped in his glove. Almost looked like it took a hop.
Why is he swinging 3-0 right there?
That's a good question.
You bet. He got it.
That's some cocky baseball going on right there.
Man, I think this is the Nationals' year.
So what do you think the – we were talking
it's
about this the other day.
Game 7 of the World Series, sir.
What do you think the percentages are of Ranger fans? Do you think it's 90-10 that are rooting for the Nationals?
It should be 100-0.
It's not, though.
I know, and I'm very disappointed in that 10% or
80,
whatever.
80-20, 90-10, 75-25.
I think the Astros have a more of a – I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it is 90-10 that are rooting for the Nationals.
My guess would be like 80-20.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I think the rivalry is so new. I mean, they were a National League team for years and years. Yeah, and I know it's been pretty heated here lately.
It's Houston.
I know, but Dallas
everybody
people don't hate
Houston
the way Houston hates Dallas.
Boy, I will disagree with that. Houstonites hate Dallas.
That's what I mean.
And Dallasites hate Houston.
I think it's a more of a one-way hatred thing. I don't think we hate them as much
man,
as they hate.
I guarantee you. I'm going to beg to disagree.
Everybody here loved seeing that ballpark empty out last night. All those
yeah, I think a lot of people
Friendswood
did.
Friendswood and Deer
a
Park
lot of people did.
And League
and
you, City.
And you're not, you try not to throw hate around so much because
friendship.
Such a strong word.
Friendswood.
Oh, Friendswood, yeah.
I only hate three things right. in my life.
What are they? The devil? Oh, he didn't make your hate list.
Do you hate the devil?
He did not. You want to know what I hate?
What do you hate?
The three things I hate the most.
White people
and
what else?
Come on now.
Jeez, hey, man.
Come on now. What are you doing?
It's Donovan.
Look, I know him better than you guys.
Who's his name?
What? It's not mine. Gravy, prostate
whoa,
exam.
Whoa, stop right there.
And Houston.
You don't like
I'm
any kind
him.
Of...
I'm with
know,
him. I hate gravy,
you don't
too.
Like any kind of gravy.
Zero.
Cream gravy.
No. Ooh, awful.
Have you ever had it with a biscuit?
It's. I don't want it with a biscuit.
Why
you know
not?
What? Guess what?
I man, don't, that violates can, the natural order of things.
What?
Why would you want stuff to make your food soggy?
No, you just do a quick dip. You don't soak it in the gravy. It's great.
Yuck.
Life would be a ton better if gravy wasn't even invented. The first person that put flour and grease in a pan and put it over a chicken fried steak
was Jesus.
I hope they're dead.
What about
what about brown gravy?
Brown no. gravy on potatoes. What's wrong with that?
Everything. I'm out. I don't eat any gravy on anything. It's disgusting.
Makes things too moist.
So gravy's not groovy.
Get started
huh?
on that word.
Gravy's yeah. not groovy.
Moist.
It's meat pee.
So you don't eat chicken gross. Fried steak.
I do.
Without gravy.
I enjoy yep. a very
I don't put gravy
nice
on
chicken
it either.
Fried steak.
Well, don't bother putting ketchup on French fries. Why would you want to do that?
I put ketchup on French fries,
what?
But I can get a nice little quick dip. You don't have to oversaturate. Gravy oversaturates everything.
You can put the gravy on the side and do the quick
well,
fry-by.
I don't like chalk on my food.
No, no, no.
There is such
He's
a
right.
thing as gravy that's too chalky.
Yeah.
But not all gravy is too
no,
chalky.
No, if it's made right, it's
And there's
awesome.
Nothing wrong with ketchup on chicken fried steak. Nothing.
That's well, fine if well, you want to do that.
I'm out on that. I'm not putting ketchup on chicken fried steak either. But
I am.
Man.
I would rather put ketchup on it than gravy.
Yeah.
So you've taken a biscuit, put
yep.
sausage in it.
Yep.
And not
jelly.
And dipped it in gravy and didn't no, think that was good?
You put jelly on it and it's fine.
Have you ever dipped it in gravy just to try it?
Too moist.
That, thank you.
That combo of sausage, biscuit, gravy.
Ugh.
Oh,
those are three things that don't go together.
I think gravy and biscuits is overrated. Biscuits and gravy
yeah,
is
maybe
an
Alabama
overrated
is
breakfast
too.
Dish.
And there is no place for sausage with biscuits.
Whoa. Hang on.
Wait.
Hang
stop
on
the show.
Now.
What are you
stop the show.
About?
Hang on. I'm glad you had my back. on the gravy thing. I really appreciate that. But a nice sausage biscuit is something special.
Yes. Negatory.
And you're right.
Negatory.
Jelly on it's great, too.
They're to be eaten separately.
And I'm not a huge biscuit eater. It's too thick. No. You know what? Because I think...
Are you the son of a biscuit eater?
I bet your dad likes biscuits.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like it doesn't mean that.
And I bet he puts gravy on it.
I'm sure he does.
So you're a
why
were biscuit
you,
eater.
Why didn't he raise you right?
He raised me the exact right way.
I thought he had up until tonight.
Why is it that when people don't agree or like the same things you like,
you're
just a stone cold idiot?
Yeah, I don't care. I
oh,
really
my gosh,
care.
You hate country music? What kind of rock did you grow up on?
Nah, I really don't care.
It sounds like you do.
No, I was just
so you hate country music?
No, of course not.
Even George acknowledges that country music is overrated.
You think I hate country music?
Yeah, I do.
No. I was walking down the hall in the station, and a country music song stopped me in my tracks. I Shazammed it, and I added it to the playlist.
Who was it?
Luke Bryan.
It was not Luke Bryan.
No.
How do you know it wasn't Luke Bryan?
It was a huge country star that everyone kind of shamed me because, well, Blake Shelton.
He's got a few good songs. Yeah.
They shame me.
Whoa, look at George.
I've defended Blake Shelton before.
No, I mean, he's got a few. Okay,
so I'm not a huge fan of his, but I think he's
God's
got
God's Country was the name of the song.
Right.
And I don't
God's
know.
God's Country.
That's not country music.
I don't know why it stopped me, but it did, and I Shazammed it.
Yeah, that's not a bad song.
And I haven't listened to it since. But
it's a terrible song.
It's in there.
It is a terrible song.
I'm not
going to
stand by
and
say it's the greatest song ever, but it's not.
Who's that dude that you liked on Biggest Show that was had a ridiculous country voice?
Oh, Jamie Johnson?
Was that who it was?
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
That had the jaw wired shut voice?
Should have seen it in color. What's wrong with that?
Oh.
Should have seen it in color. Sounds fine.
I think you're trolling us by saying you like that song.
I like that song. Uh-huh. Talks about his granddad in World War II.
Granddad was in World War II in a pickup truck.
Doesn't say a darn thing about a pickup truck.
Sitting
talks about his gunner, Bobby McGee.
Drinking a beer by the creek with the Japanese.
That was the summer of 43.
Cane pole with the fishing line.
No, there's nothing about a cane pole in that song.
We dropped the big one on a Friday night.
That's not a bad line there. This is the best right here.
Man, let's write a country song. That is a great line.
About fighting in World War II in the Pacific Theater.
Dropping the big
clear, but not a person in sight.
But including
every... That's what that's about?
Every country cliche.
I thought you were talking about a trip to the bathroom.
No. Bombing the Japanese.
Oh, okay. All right. I took it wrong.
All right. We're going to talk about some other bombing runs next on the ticket.
Gross.
Not the real.
Hang on, we're on the air. It's Guy's Night Out.
Three.
From Twin Peaks and Irving MacArthur and 635. Thanks to the P1s who've come out to see us tonight. Thanks to Twin Peaks for having us out.
Are
you
like
Dan McDowell? We just had the fake Dan McDowell trying to give nuclear codes.
Yeah.
Just had
seconds, get on in there.
Seconds to deliver the codes, and he was questioning. You don't even know if these things are right. Are these even the right codes? I give them to you. It's our final roundtable of the night. It's Giorgio Jr., Dan McDowell, Mike Reiner, and Corby Davidson. You know, tomorrow is Halloween.
Going!
Corby, you have two boys.
Yeah.
Who
one is
right at the age of either we go or we don't.
One is like, he turns 14 tomorrow. He is a Halloween birthday.
One.
And he is not
you know
really.
What today is, don't you?
Hallow's Eve?
It's his wife's birthday.
Yeah.
We thought that
the kid was going to be born on the same day as her, but he wanted to stay in a little bit longer.
Did you hold
keep it in?
Keep it in
there. Yeah.
Put a cork in it?
Right, till 01.
So your wife's birthday coincides with Hump Day this week.
Yeah.
It's Hump Day.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, man.
Hey, now.
What a wild night it's going to be.
I mean, look out. That's all I'm going to say.
She's so had it with Corby by now.
So you're right. That
14,
age is
that's
weird.
Right where you stop.
So he's kind of sweet on a gal, though, that's into it and, like,
oh, okay, yeah,
pressuring him. Yeah, I'm going to dress up. Yeah, love it.
Totally dressing up.
Love it. He's in a full panic now, like, what do? I need to do something.
They still want to go, but they're against it if it's not cool and their buddies are doing it. But, yeah, a girl would get them
tell
to do
put
it.
A sheet over his head and tell everybody he's a ghost.
I did that, too. And I would write the dead person, on my chest so no one would ask me anything.
There you go.
Yeah. It was lamer than hell, but I did it for about 4 years in a row, always in high school.
What about with girls, Dan? When do they stop trick-or-treating? Still going? See, girls get away with it somehow. Because it's like, oh, it's fun. It's ironic that we're still doing this. And they do it, like, all the way through high school, don't they?
At least through the age of 15.
Yeah. They going tomorrow?
I think so. I don't know. It might just, the cold might scare them off.
Here's the thing with girls, though.
But
is
they
that
like their Stranger Things themed thing or something.
They may
like
let
that.
It go at some point, like 16, 17, 18, 19, whatever. But the comeback, the Halloween comeback for girls in their 20s is unbelievable. Like, girls get way into dressing up.
They
now
do.
At that age.
Like tomorrow at our
at
office.
At what age?
Outside of Pat, the
20s.
Girls.
Okay, well, yeah, then they can dress slutty.
Yeah.
I got into it again when I was in my 30s.
They start dressing slutty in college, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
That works in college.
When's the last time you guys dressed up, though? Have you done it recently?
Yeah, I have. I was made to recently.
Have you?
No, not
years. Has it been 20 years?
At least.
Have you ever watched TV shows where, like, the whole office does it and stuff and wish that... I wish we all did that.
Like, embraced it?
Everyone else at the station does, down on the other end of the building. They get into it.
Like, the Dallas Stars have a party and do it or whatever.
It's a big deal for them tomorrow.
The Mavs. And they get, like, makeup artists, you know?
I feel that
we've seen LeBron do it.
We put so much effort into the program that I don't have time to think about what to dress up as and to make it really interesting and fun and funny.
I'm going to dress up.
Ticket party type.
No, you're not.
Do you think Dan Bennett would want us dressing up?
Yes.
He doesn't care.
It would add to the station camaraderie and atmosphere.
Oh, hang on.
He doesn't care about that.
We have a little bit of
really funny bit if you guys dressed up. It'd be really funny.
And then, I don't know why I turned into Bob Stern, but walked up on
tapes.
What are you going to dress up as?
Tomorrow, I'm coming to work to in costume.
As?
Slutty Junior.
What's that going to look like?
You'll see.
Okay. I can't wait.
Slutty Junior.
You're
going to go with the one bare shoulder and everything?
Maybe.
Has our production
just
guy...
Just like you regularly dress.
Pat won like the last 4 years in a row.
Like they have Superman...
Has he won?
Yeah, he's like the only guy who goes all out.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's a female thing.
Who?
Pat.
Right, let's say that we had.
He always wore his costume every day.
As Bob.
Sometimes.
What if we had? If we had $1 million, okay, and we turned it all to Craig, and we told the greatest CGI makeup artist, whoever else, to turn him in to the hottest woman ever. Could they do that, and would we know that it's him underneath?
They could do it. You remember when I dressed up as a woman?
He's not a bad woman.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm with George. You're not bad.
He really wasn't.
Yeah, I really wasn't.
With the wig on and everything.
But, like, supple breasts.
You have, like, the shaved legs thing going.
Yeah.
He
already had shaved
legs. I was turning some heads up at work.
Because he was dancing on Channel 8. Do you remember that?
It was a screensaver on our main computer for about eight years.
That's right.
So every time I came to work, I'm like, oh, hey, Craig. How you doing?
Mike thought you were a little flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
A little bit, but the rest of it was all right.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, I think they could, although I don't know. You know,
$1 million.
Yeah, I think they probably could.
Fool us to the point where we would, like,
we were like, whoa,
hit on him and
who's
stuff.
Who's the new sales gal?
Mike would be taking trips back
there
every
day. He's got a familiar voice. I mean, she's got a familiar voice.
But we refuse to believe it's you, even though you sound exactly the same. It's too hot. Way too hot.
All afraid of spiders.
Yeah, maybe the voice would be pitched up just a little bit.
Yeah, but that'd be the other thing. So we'd have to, like, there's some trick that you can do, like put something in your larynx.
You know what I might look like? Because every time I see this famous woman, I think she looks like me.
Raquel Welch?
No, Lady Gaga.
Okay.
She does kind of look like you
a little bit. I think she looks like me in drag. So maybe that's what I would look like.
Can they see that?
If they spent $1 million on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, be Lady Gaga tomorrow.
Let me sing a couple of her songs right now. Hey, you know what? I hate to hijack this, but we got to go, and I promised Bob Wolanski and David Moore we'd say hi to them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're back in the studio.
Yeah. Intentional Grounding, come in.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
Are you guys dressing up tomorrow?
I'm going as Craig as a woman.
Okay, that's high concept.
Could we turn Wolanski into a beautiful, supple woman? With $1 million.
Sure.
No.
I don't know. He's so manly.
Yeah, he really is.
He's like made of leather. Yeah.
He's puffing out his chest right now. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You are flexing. Old man.
Flexing. Now, what David. David, on the other hand.
David.
Oh, yeah. David would be hot.
David's soft and supple.
Right.
I'm comfortable in my sexuality. Thank you.
Very very weak.
The way you said that suggests as much.
Yeah. We finally made David's day.
He's always fanning himself.
Right.
I do declare. That made it sound like we got a big announcement coming out.
David, what's on the show tonight?
8:30. Tune in.
8:30. David's big announcement. What do you guys have on intentional grounding?
We're going to talk a little bit about the Thomas Jefferson High School homecoming on Saturday when Charlotte, Jerry, and Charles Haley came out to talk to the team and make their big announcement. I was out there for my alma mater's big event.
In all fairness, Rowdy was there as well.
Rowdy
got along.
God.
Rowdy did.
Did he have to ruin everything?
He did. He did.
Frickin' Rowdy. God almighty. Why'd they bring him out there?
Could you dress up Charles Haley as well?
These people have been through a lot.
No.
See his stupid face out there with that big cowboy hat?
Oh, Robert, by the way, where were you last night or earlier this morning?
At 6 o'clock this morning, I was at the Jade Spa on Market Center Boulevard.
Doing what?
Oh, what was going on there?
It was a
anal bleaching?
For a column. It's posted.
Oh.
It was a big police raid. So this is the place next to...
Why would he get anal bleaching at 6 a.m.?
I thought that could fit him in.
Avoid the lines.
At a spa.
Avoid the lines.
At a massage parlor.
Early before,
but you had to fast before you go.
There's no better way to wrap up a big night.
Anal bleaching.
Why do you have to fast?
No better way.
I don't know, they always tell you accidents down there when that's
Although you have given me a good idea for a Halloween costume. I appreciate that.
The bleached anus?
I'm going as anal bleaching.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Well, tear it up.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Bye, Robert.
So,
bye, George.
They're next with intentional grounding.
Thanks to Twin Peaks.
Thanks. Yeah, Twin Peaks.
Yeah, thank you, Twin Peaks.
Awesome. Thank you, P1s.
Way to go,
thank
P1s.
You, Twin Peaks.
Way to go, P1s. All right, that'll do it for another Guys Night Out. We'll be up early with you at 5:35 on the ticket.
Sucks for you.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.